If you have your Bibles, please turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 22 to 31.
如果大家有圣经的话，麻烦翻到路加福音十二章二十二到三十一节。
And please all rise as we read scripture.
我们同起立，当我们念经节的时候。
The word of the Lord reads, And he said to his disciples, Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you would put on.For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barns, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies and how they grow.They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor to be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows...that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you.
路加福音十二章二十二到三十一节，神的话这样说：耶稣又对门徒说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。你想乌鸦也不种也不收，又没有仓又没有库，神尚且养活它，你们比飞鸟是何等的贵重呢？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？这最小的事你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑其余的事呢？你想百合花怎么长起来，也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这一朵花。你们小信的人啊，野地的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？你们不要求吃什么穿什么，也不要挂心，这都是外邦人所求的。你们必须用这些东西，你们的父是知道的。你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们了。
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and the preaching of his word.
求主赐福给念他话语和教导他话语的人。
And all God's people said.
所有的人说。
You may be seated.
请坐。
Well, let me share with you a nightmare that I had the other day.
让我来跟你分享，我前阵子有一个噩梦。
It was the night before a math calculus test.
这是在一个数学考试的微积分考试的前一天晚上。
And I was sensing the tension. I was even sweating.
我感觉到很紧张，我甚至在流汗。
And I was in this particular room, and in this room, everybody was studying hard. They were reviewing their problems together, discussing, preparing with one another, except for me.
在这个房间里面，所有的其他的同学都在不断的很努力的来讨论，来研读，除了我之外。
I stood there in the midst of everybody studying and wondering, should I be worried?
我那时候看着别人，我坐在那边，我想心里想说，我需要担忧吗
？And then the thought occurred to me, wait a second, I graduated already, no more tests, no more calculus.
突然我有一个念头说想到说我已经毕业了，没有微积分考试，也没有这些数学考试了。
And then I woke up, dream over, or nightmare over, no worries.
然后我醒过来就没有忧虑了。
Well, I don't know if you have worries today.
我不知道今天有没有忧虑。
Maybe those who have calculus finals, maybe you do have a few.
可能那些有期末考，微积分期末考的人可能会忧虑。
But on this particular day, and I certainly hope on most days, that there would be no worries.
但是我希望，尤其是今天，希望大家不要有忧虑。
Because we have a God that we could trust.
因为我们有一个神，我们能够信靠他的神。
Since this is Mother's Day, have you ever wondered what mothers worry about?
既然这是母亲节，大家有没有想过母亲忧虑什么呢
？A soon-to-be mother, what they usually worry about, whether or not she will be a good mother.
即将成为母亲的人，可能担心她会不会是一位好母亲。
A mother with school kids, they may worry, did I pack extra snacks Will my child cover his or her mouth when they cough or sneeze?
在学龄的小孩，母亲可能想说他有没有带足够的食物，然后他在咳嗽的时候有没有捂住他的嘴巴？
A mother with kids in high school may worry, can my son actually carry on a conversation?
在高中的小孩孩子的妈妈可能就担忧说，我的孩子能不能够自在的来这个对谈？
Mothers may worry about the child's safety, their particular health and their future.
母亲都是担忧孩子们的身体健康和他们的未来。
And if they engage in physical activity or sports, will my kid get hurt?
他们如果是有参加运动的话，母亲会担忧说他们会不会受伤。
Or on the playground or in the lunchroom, will my kids have friends?
在游乐场上或是在这个吃饭的地方，我的朋友有没有朋友？我的小孩子有没有朋友
？And they may even worry about the kids or their child's relationships.
他也担忧孩子们的关系，人际关系。
Do you know another concern that mothers have with their children?
你知道还有一个母亲担忧的地方是什么吗
？It's about their faith.
有关他们的信仰。
Whether the child will believe in Christ, follow the Lord, and walk in His ways.
这个孩子他是不是能够走在主的话语里面？是不是有对主有信心
？For mothers out there and all of us, here's what you need to know.And that is, worry is a hidden question within oneself that needs an open answer from above.
对所有母亲和对我们所有人来讲，这点是重点，就是忧虑是一个隐藏在心中的问题，这个问题需要天上的解答。
Anxious needs to be cleared, worry needs to be exposed, anguish needs to subside.
忧虑、焦虑必须要去除，忧虑必须要展开。痛苦必须要消散。
Worries need to be brought out in the open and particularly in the light.
忧虑必须要展开，特别是在光中来展开。
And no better way of bringing it into light than to consider the words of Jesus.
没有什么比耶稣的话语更能为我们的内心带来光明。
So let's look at the passage in Luke in verse 22. It's Jesus said to the disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious."About your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life?
你想想这个路加福音耶稣所说的二十二节，耶稣对门徒说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。你想乌鸦也不种也不收，又没有仓库，又没有仓又没有库，神尚且养活它，你们的飞鸟是何等的贵重呢？你们哪一个用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
So right away, we should take note that Jesus is addressing these words, these instructions, these teaching to his disciples.
我们要知道，这边是耶稣对他的门徒所说的。
These are the ones who follow Jesus. These are the ones who are embracing Christ.
这些人是跟随耶稣的，这些人是他们是完全的接受耶稣的。
And if we're followers of Jesus, we have come to understand that it is He that saves us.
我们如果是追随基督的，我们知道是他拯救了我们。
In the first few verses, he tells them right off the bat, do not worry.
一开始二十二节，耶稣就说不要忧虑。
There is no need to worry for just, not just any day, but, or even Mother's Day, but any day of the year.
耶稣说不只是任何特定的一天，不只是母亲节，是每一天都不需要忧虑。
So Jesus gives an imperative, Jesus gives a directive saying, don't worry.
耶稣就说不要忧虑。
Now, most of us, when we read about this passage, we just stop right there, right?
很多时候我们读经文的时候就停在这里。
But notice it's not simply what Jesus tells them, but what Jesus asks his disciples.
要记得这边是不是只是耶稣告诉他们，是耶稣要求他的门徒。
So in the passage, Jesus asks the disciples a question.
这边耶稣要求他们一件事情。
And he asks the question to the disciples, how can they add...More time to their life.
耶稣问他们说，怎么能够借由忧虑来使我们的生命多一刻呢？
Let's just think about that for a second. Wouldn't it be nice if you could add more time?
我们来停下来想一想，我们能够增加时间不是很好吗？
You know, when you're taking a math test, you can have a little bit more extra time.
如果你在考数学考试的时候，多几分钟不是很好吗？
Or maybe you're enjoying a beautiful setting or a very sweet moment, and you could add to that time.
在美好的环境享受甜美的时刻，再多加几刻不是很好吗？
Or for many of us, maybe that one extra hour of rest, that would be nice.
对于很多人，我们多睡一个小时，多休息一小时，那不是很好吗？
Or if you could have extra time to get things in order at the house or get some exercise and just enjoy things.
我们能够多一点时间来整理家里，或是来甚至来运动等等的，不是很好吗？
You know, I'm reminded by a country song. It's called Five More Minutes.
有一首乡村歌曲叫做再五分钟。
And the opening line talks about boys fishing, and then the mother calls them for dinner.
这个歌词是说一个孩子在叫钓鱼，他的妈妈要他来吃饭了。
The lyrics goes like this: 8 years old.A couple cane poles sitting down by the creek, our lines in the water watching those bobblers, seeing the red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot. Y'all come in and get it. And we yell, 5 more minutes.
这个 okay. are you going to sing?
No, I'm not going to sing.
All right, just checking. 一个八岁男孩在溪边坐着钓鱼，他在眼睛盯着那个浮标上上下下，然后他的妈妈在他的这个前廊就说晚餐已经好了就是赶快回来吃，然后我们就对妈妈说再五分钟。
You know, if we could add 5 more minutes of any time, that would be nice.
如果我们当然想要再五分钟，再多五分钟，那就很好了。
But we can't.
但是我们不行。
And this is what Jesus is confronting his followers with.
这个就是耶稣在挑战他的门徒所说的。
You can't add 5 minutes. You can't add an hour.
我没有办法使我们的寿命多五分钟，多一个小时。
And even if you could, what difference would it make?
即使可以的话，你的会有什么不一样呢？
The length of our days, the length of our night, the length of our life, these are all out of your control.
我们寿命的长短，我们的所有的一生的长短都没有不是在我们的掌握中。
Now some of us kind of pretend that we could kind of control time.
我们有些人可以假装成我们自己可以控制这个时间。
Now how many people here today that some of you actually set your clocks 5 minutes faster so you won't be late, right?
我们很多人把时钟调快五分钟，这样子我们能够快五分钟，不是吗？
I know you do, because I sat in some of your cars, and it's always 5 minutes faster.
我有时候坐你们的车子，我发现你们的车子的时间都是快五分钟。
And we hope we won't be late for work or for school or church.
我们也不希望我们上班、上学或是来教会迟到。
But let us realize, friends, that the length of a person's life is determined by God.
我们一生的寿命是神所决定的。
Our days, our times is ordained by God.
我们一生的长度是神所定的。
This is something that you can't control.
这是我们没有办法控制的。
You have no idea about your arrival time, that is your birth date, and you have no idea about your departure time, that is when you will die.
我们没有办法决定我们的生日，我们也没有办法决定我们哪一天走。
No amount of worry is going to add or change or make any difference.
没有忧虑能够增加或是增长我们的寿命。
What is the root issue here when we worry, when we're over anxious?
我们忧虑或是这个焦虑根源是什么呢？
The root of the worry is that thinking that we can control things, or maybe we think we know better than God.
忧虑的根源是我们认为我们可以比神掌控，或是比神知道的多。
And this should not be, and this is what Jesus is confronting his disciples with.
这个不应该是这样子的情形，这也就是耶稣基督挑战他的门徒所说的。
Well, let's see how this kind of works on a few of our worries.
如果说我们来想一想，试想接下来的情况。
Which of you can protect your child from the problems of the world?
我们当中有谁能够保护我们的孩子不受世界的影响，不受世界的挑战呢？
When your child goes to school, can you really protect him every single minute of his time away?
我们的孩子上学的时候，我们真的能够每一分每一秒都保护他们吗？
Even if you were on the school campus all day, You couldn't protect them all the time.
即使我们跟孩子到学校，在他们的校园里面，我们也没有办法在学校里面来保护他们。
And of course, your child would not want you to protect them all the time, especially during lunch hour.
尤其是孩子们，他们也不希望他们你在学校里面在这边管闲事。
Can any amount of worrying prevent or protect your child from the pressures, the temptations, or even the evil of the world?
我们有任何的忧虑可以保护我们的孩子，让他们能够不受世界的影响，或是世界的邪恶的引诱吗？
Parents, can any amount of worry provide eternal life to your sons or your daughters?
任何的忧虑能够使我们的孩子有永生吗？
Let me ask you this morning, what worries in your life do you need to lay down before the throne of God?
我们来问我们自己，我们必须要在神面前来卸下我们什么忧虑呢？
George Mueller once stated, the beginning of anxiety is the end of faith.And the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety.
乔治穆勒曾经讲过，焦虑的开始就是信心的终结，真信心的开始就是焦虑的终结。
You know, think about it for a moment. If we could lessen the weight of worry, not only will it help us unburden ourselves, but it also may pave the way for faith.
让我们想一想，我们如果说能够真的能够把我们的忧虑来卸下来。不只是这样子，他也不但让我们轻省，也能够让我们的信心更进一步。
When you realize your own inability, that may be the first step in your gospel faith before the Lord.
我们在神面前认知并且承认我们自己的有限的时候，这或许就是我们信心的开始。
Realize your own inability.
认知我们自己的有限。
Jesus is confronting his disciples, and he wants to make sure that they understand this particular point.
耶稣挑战他的门徒，他希望他的门徒了解这一点。
Have you understood or realized your own inability to come before God alone?
我们来到神面前，我们承认自己的有限是怎么样的情形呢？
The Bible is direct. It says very simply, we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
圣经里面是相当的直白，他说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Unless you understand your own inability, you cannot come to God.
除非我们了解自己的有限，我们没有办法来到神面前。
We are helpless. It's really out of our control, particularly with eternal life.
我们自己没有办法自救，尤其是在这个永生的事情上面。
Now, in the passage, it talks about for us to consider a couple of things.
在这个经文里面讲到一些例子。
Consider the ravens, consider the lilies.
讲到乌鸦，讲到百合。
Consider the ravens and the lilies. These are very beautiful pictures for us to consider.
这些是一个很美好的图像。
Consider the ravens and how they are fed. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin.
看到这个乌鸦，神怎么样养活他们？看到这个百合花，它是怎么样？它不劳苦，也不纺线。
Scripture tells us that yet even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
就是所罗门集荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Scripture also says that even God so clothes the grass which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more He clothe you, O men of little faith?
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今日还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
If the first point is for us to understand our own inability.Here's the second consideration is to realize God's ability.
如果说第一点是了解我们自己的有限，第二点就是了解神的大能。
Our God is able.
我们的神是能够做任何事情的。
Ravens don't reap and lilies don't labor.
乌鸦和百合他们不种也不收。
Yet God provides, God beautifies, God glorifies.
神提供他们，供给他们需要，神让他们穿戴美好的衣服，神赐荣美给他们。
Jesus tells his disciples, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they are beautiful beyond comparison. And if the Lord so beautifies and clothes them, he will also clothe his disciples.
耶稣说，既然神这样子的一个赐给以百合花这么美好的美丽的衣服，那他会怎么样的来为他的门徒穿戴更美好的更柔美的衣服呢？
And you read in Scripture, particularly in 1 Kings, you realize it's King Solomon's kingdom. His riches, his resources surpasses all the kings who ever lived upon the earth.
列王记上记载所罗门王他所穿戴的，他的荣华是超过所有他过去的王的。
Yet Jesus tells his disciples, "It is the Lord who clothes a lily with unsurpassed glory," and he's reasoning with his disciples regarding the lesser to the greater.
耶稣他是这样子教导他们，他在讲从这个所罗门讲到从百合花讲到所罗门是从小的讲到大的。
In other words, you think it's one thing, and yet understand that God goes greater.
你们要知道，如果这一小小的比喻就知道神是这样子的一个美好的话，那更大的比喻那更是要应用在上面的。
God always does more exceedingly beyond all that we ask or think.
神总是能够丰丰富富的超过我们所求所想的赐给我们。
Ephesians 3:20 says God is able. And when we understand that, he is able to do exceedingly beyond all that we ask or think.
以弗所书三章二十节讲到说，神他是能够丰富的赐给我们，超过我们所求所想的。
So in the midst of all this, let us humbly understand that God provides what we need, not necessarily all we want and desires.
我们要知道说，在这个中间，神赐给我们所需要的，并不是赐给我们所想要的。
But he does so exceedingly.
他是超过我们所求所想的。
You know, sometimes I think we spend a little bit too much time worrying about needless things.
很多时候我们把忧虑放在不需要的事情上面。
I was reading a quote the other day. It says, "In my 20s, I care too much what people thought about me. In my 30s, I quit caring about what people thought about me. And now that I'm 40, I realize no one was ever thinking about me."
就有一句很一个人写下来的话，他说：“我二十几岁的时候，我太在乎别人怎么看我；三十岁的时候，我不在乎别人怎么看我；我现在四十几岁，才知道根本没有人在乎我。”
It doesn't matter how young or how old you are, we worry needlessly.
不管我们多年轻，年纪多大，忧虑都是不需要的。
But when we understand God's ability and God's providence and God's guidance in our lives, those worries are going to subside.
我们要知道，在神的面前这些忧虑都会消散的。
You know, I think we need the same rebuke that Jesus said to his disciples, because what did he refer to them? He referred to them as men of little faith.
我们今天需要听到耶稣对门徒的教训，也就是你们这些小信的人啊。
If there is going to be no worries on this Mother's Day or any given days for that matter, we need to seek and trust the Lord.
如果我们今天学到的一个功课是不要忧虑的话，那就是我们必须要学习信靠耶稣。
We need to trust in the Lord God Almighty.
相信全能的神。
Trust our Heavenly Father, the Shepherd of our souls.God who provides, guides, and glorifies.
相信我们天上的父，相信我们的生命的牧羊人，他能够提供并且引导我们。
Friends, we're not going to grow in our Christian walk when we are doubting the Lord and His ability to care for us and meet our very basic needs.
如果我们怀疑神是否能够看顾或满足我们最基本的需要的话，我们对神的信心就不会增长。
Brothers and sisters, we can't be effectively used in our lives.And in the lives of others, when we are doubting God's ability to work on our behalf.
如果我们怀疑神是否能动工的话，我们就不能完全的被他所使用。
In this passage, you notice when Jesus speaks about worry.
我们在这边留意耶稣讲到忧虑的时候是怎么样形容的。
He directs it to God our Father.
他直接指道说这些是我们天上的父。
Verse 30 says, "Do not worry again." He says, "The pagan world, the nations, they run after all these things. Yet your heavenly Father knows that you need them."
30节这边讲到说，这些都是外邦人所求的，你们必须用这些东西，你们的父是知道的。
God already knows in advance what you need, even before you even are able to sense it.
神天父知道我们的需要，即使在我们知道之前。
Brothers and sisters, we have a Heavenly Father who is actively involved in our lives, actively caring, actively providing for us.
我们有一个天上的父，他无时无刻的关怀，无时无刻聆听我们。
He is not just the shepherd; he is the great shepherd.
他不只是一个牧者，他是一个大牧者。
And thus we could trust; thus we could continue to seek the shepherd of our souls.
就是我们灵魂的牧者。
Trust in the Lord. Let God's promise enter our world of worries.
我们从我们的这个选择来进入神的国度中，不要忧虑。
Mothers.
Parents, 母亲们
we worry.
爸爸妈妈们，我们必须，我们常常忧虑。
You know, one of my favorite lines. Well, it's not my favorite lines, but a line I used over and over again about my kids. I would say, "You make me nervous."
我常常有些时候常常对我孩子说，你让我觉得有点紧张。
My kids would make me nervous. You know, when they're carrying a glass of water. You know, when they were really young.
有时候他们很小的时候，他们拿一个玻璃杯装着水的时候
，They make me nervous when they go over to somebody's house. I kind of wonder if they're going to, you know, be nice and neat.
他们去别人家里面过夜的时候，我担心他们的一些礼貌。
Parents, we have to realize we worry a lot, don't we?
我们是不是常常忧虑很多呢
？We worry about our kids' choices. We worry about our kids' friends. We worry about our kids' future.
我们忧虑他们的选择，我们忧虑他们的朋友，我们忧虑他们的未来。
We worry about our kids' faith.
我们忧虑他们的信仰。
We worry about whether we've done enough to guide them. We worry about we have done enough to provide for them.
我们忧虑我们是不是有做适当的来引导他们，适当的来教导他们。
Now, if we consider that God is our shepherd, that will He not lead them?In the right path.
如果我们真正相信神是大牧者的话，我们难道不相信神也会来带领他们吗
？And if our child becomes lost, is God not able to seek them, to find them, and to bring them back?
如果我们的孩子迷失了，我们难道不相信神也能够来寻找、找到，也领他们回来吗
？Mothers, I know you do your best, and you try to point your child and.In the right direction when they grow up.
母亲们，我知道你们都在他们长大的中间，尝试所有的方法来引导他们。
And then there's the painstaking thing of letting them go.
很痛苦的就是要让他们离开的时候。
It's kind of interesting to notice the when a mother has to let go of their child.
母亲要让孩子上学或是离开家的时候。
Whether going to school the first time.
不管是第一次上学的时候。
Going to college,
去上大学的时候
or even getting married,
或是要结婚的时候
the tears comes down.
这个就是最后都是这样子。
But isn't it good to know that you could trust the shepherd of our souls?
我们能够信任我们灵魂的大牧者，这不是很美好的事吗
？Isn't it good to know that you could trust your child in the hands of the good shepherd?
能够把我们的孩子交托在这个大牧者的手中，这样子不是美好的事情吗
？Our heavenly Father doesn't promise that every way will be easy and that we won't be without trials and troubles, but He does promise you that He will be with you all the way.
神没有应许这条路是容易的，没有试炼或是艰难，但是他应许他会一路跟着我们。
We could relax, we could worry less by trusting and seeking the Lord.
我们能够放松，也能够不要那么忧虑，因为神会来带领他们。
The reason why I like this scripture passage is because God does not just confront us with our inability, but He gently reminds us about His ability.
我很喜欢这段经文，因为神让我们了解我们的有限，也温柔地提醒我们他的能力。
And He is inviting.You to hold His hand through it all, to trust Him even through the most painful moments, and certainly trusting Him to glory.
他邀请我们牵着他的手来，即使在经过死荫的幽谷，他也是带领我们。
And so I ask you, friends, have you trusted the Shepherd of your souls?
我们有没有相信我们这个灵魂的大牧者
？Have you realized your own inabilities before Him?
我们有没有认知我们的有限？
Have you realized that you cannot be saved by your good works and not even your best intentions?
我们不能因为行为而得救，即使我们心存善念。
The Bible is very clear that we are sinful and we fall short of the glory of God.
圣经里面很清楚说我们真的是亏缺了神的荣耀。
Sin is both an active rebellion as well as a passive indifference towards God.
罪在我们生命中是我们积极的背逆神，也是消极的对神无动于衷。
But the amazing thing here is that what we can't do, God does. Christ came.
我们没有办法能力没有能力做到的事情，神帮我们做了，也就是基督来到世上。
He died on the cross for our sins.
他在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
The righteousness that we could have comes from Christ.
我们希望得到的义从耶稣而来。
And those who trust Christ, you will also receive his righteousness and his forgiveness.
对于一切相信基督的人，这个义就归给我们了。
You know, in life, there are basically three major things that we think about and that we worry about time and time again.
我们生命中有三件事情，我们不断的忧虑，不断的思考。
There are resources, relationships, and reflections.
有资源、关系和我们的思考未来。
Resources, we think about education, we think about jobs, we worry about material needs and wants.
资源，我们想到我们的教育、我们的工作、我们的物质的需要等等。
Different stages of life, we worry about the same things over and over again.
我们在生命不同的阶段，我们同样都是会忧虑我们的资源。
Regarding relationships, we worry about friendships, we worry about families, we worry about even significant others.
关系里面，我们就是忧虑我们的友谊、我们的家庭关系，还有我们的另外一半。
Again, different stages of life, these worries come back, and we keep on going at it.
我们在生命不同阶段，这些不同的忧虑不断的发生。
We also think we worry about also some of our reflections, not simply making the mark, but the mark for the future and how you will be in the future.
我们也思考将来，这也让我们常常忧虑不只是我们留下现在留下一些痕迹，而是留下永恒的记号和我们未来的道路。我们也常常在思考。
Friends.I am encouraging you, you could lay these worries, lay these concerns before the throne of God.
朋友们，我奉劝你们，真的是可以把这些忧虑放在神面前。
Regarding resources, God provides, and as God provides, God guides.
讲到资源，我们神是供应的神，我们神只要供应我们都不用获缺。
Regarding relationships,It's good to know that the relationship with God is secure in Christ Jesus.
讲到关系，我们跟神的关系在耶稣基督里面就成就了。
We could have a relationship with God forever through all eternity if we trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done on the cross for us.
我们相信耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的事情，我们在跟神的关系在永恒里面就不会改变。
In current terms of reflection, thinking about the future, thinking about whether we're going to make a significant or not, we could trust God because He is giving us a living hope and He's giving us a future throughout all eternity.
在思考将来方面，他已经赐给我们活泼的盼望，我们的一生都不匮乏。
Friends, you could trust the everlasting Father for eternal life.
我们相信永恒的父能够赐给我们永生。
You could trust the shepherd of your soul right here and right now.
我们今天这个时候就可以相信赐给我们我们的灵魂赐给这个大牧者。
You could lean upon Jesus. You could believe in Him. You could trust in Him who bore our grief and endured the cross for the joy that you may have in this hope now and forevermore.
相信耶稣，他担当你的忧患，以喜乐忍受十字架，以至于我们现在和永远都有盼望。
So no worries.
所以
on this Mother's Day.
不要忧虑在母亲节今天。
No nightmares on this Mother's Day.
在这个母亲节没有不会有噩梦。
And the reason being because we could trust the shepherd of our souls.
原因是因为我们能够相信这位我们灵魂的依靠的大牧者。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
This morning, let me lead you in prayer.
今天早上我来向你来向你献上一个祷告。
What concerns do you want to lay upon the Lord's feet today?
今天我们有什么忧虑想要留在主的脚前呢？
Maybe there's something that you have been really over anxious and overly concerned about.
很多时候我们是过度忧虑或是过度的担忧的一些事情。
Maybe it does have to do with resources or a relationship.
或许这是有关于我们的我们的所有我们的资源或是我们的一些关系。
And maybe it does have to do with the future.
或许是跟未来有关系的。
Will you let God know right now?
我现在能不能就向神来倾诉？
Maybe you're here today, and maybe you have yet to trust Christ as your Savior.
或许今天在座的当中，有些人还没有信靠耶稣。
You wonder where you stand before God.
你在心里面在想，你站在神面前是会是什么样的情况呢？
And maybe today you realize that you can't get to God by your own inability.
我们之前知道我们没有办法靠自己的能力来到神面前。
And the reason being because scripture says that we are sinful and we fall short of the glory of God.
这是原因是因为圣经里面告诉我们世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀。
Let me remind you that Christ died for your sins.
让我来提醒你们耶稣为你的罪而死。
And as many received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
对那些相信并且相信他名的人他赐给权柄成为他的儿女。
Will you embrace Jesus today?
你的这个信靠是在耶稣基督里面吗？
Understanding that you are a sinner and understanding that Christ came to die on the cross for our sins.
心里知道要也要口里承认耶稣基督是为我们的罪而死的。
Yes, Lord, I believe.
是的，主，我相信。
Lord God, we pray, and as we come before you, we cast our burdens upon you.
亲爱的主，我们来到你面前，我们把我们的重担来卸在你的脚前。
We realize these burdens are too heavy and too cumbersome for us to carry it time and time again.
我们知道每天每天，我们这么沉重的负担，真的是压着我们喘不过气来。
We realize our own inability.
我们了解我们自己的有限。
That we weren't meant to carry the full weight of these burdens.
我们并没有要来承担这些，我没有办法承担这些重担一生之中。
And so, Father, help us to unload it where we need to do it, and that's right before your cross.
耶稣，求你帮助我们，真的就是把这些重担卸下来，也就是在你的脚前。
Father, you say, take upon your yoke because it is easy.
耶稣，你说担你的担子，因为你的担子是轻省的。
Father, when we realize your ability, when we realize in terms of how awesome, how great, and how actively you're working in our lives, Father, it makes us easier to lay aside our worries and anxiousness.
主，当我们真正的了解啊，主你是我们生命的主宰，我们这个时候就能够自然的、喜乐的把忧虑卸在你脚前。
And so we even ask, Father, that you would even add, Father, to our faith, that we could continue to trust and even seek you more.
主真的就是真的是增加添我们的信心，让我们能够更多的来寻求你。
As the song says, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
信靠耶稣多么甜美。
Forgive us, Father, when we are so bitter when we don't.
也主真的是原谅我们，当我们应当喜乐的时候，我们苦读。
Let this moment.Be a sweet moment that we would trust in Jesus.
让这个时刻成为甜美的时刻，我们信靠耶稣的甜美时刻。
No worries on this Mother's Day.
母亲节不用忧虑。
Because you're Lord and because you're God.
因为你是主，你是神。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这些以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.